Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild a VHS Rave Stab in Ableton Live 12 and then place it inside a DJ-friendly D&B structure, so it actually behaves like part of a tune, not just a cool loop. What we're after here is that sound that sits between rave memory and modern low-end discipline. Bright, a little worn, chord-like, punchy enough to cut through drums, but still clean enough to leave the sub alone. That kind of stab works brilliantly in intros, call and response drops, switch ups, and second drop variations, especially in rollers, jungle influence tracks, dark dance floor, and nostalgic club tunes. The big idea is simple. We're not just designing a sound, we're designing a track element. That means the rhythm, tone, and arrangement all need to work together. Start with a clean 8-bar loop at around 174 BPM. Keep your drums running the whole time. Kick, snare, hats, break tops, whatever your groove is. If you already have a bass idea, even a simple subline, bring that in too. This matters because a VHS Rave Stab lives in the mid-range lane between drums and bass. You need the full context early, otherwise you'll end up polishing a sound that falls apart the moment the beat comes in. Now build the source sound with a stock instrument. Wavetable is a great beginner choice here, but operator or analog can work too. Start with a basic saw or square-leaning waveform. Play a short minor chord shape, or even a two-note stack if you want something simpler and darker. Keep the unison light. You do not need a huge super saw here. You want something focused. Set the amp envelope to be fast and tight. Think attack right at the front. Decay somewhere in the 200 to 600 millisecond range. Sustain close to zero, and a short release. Why this works in D&B is because stabs need to act more like percussion than pads. At 170 plus BPM, if the attack is slow or the tail is too long, the stab starts stepping on the snare and clouding the groove. You want instant energy, not a wash. Now shape the front of the sound so it feels more like a hit than a chord bloom. A modest filter move can help a lot. Use a low pass or band pass depending on how bright your source is, and let the envelope give the front edge a bit more bite than the tail. If the stab sounds right, you should feel the character in the first 100 milliseconds. That's where the VHS memory lives. What to listen for here is very simple. Does the start feel like a hit, or does it swell in? And does the tail disappear quickly enough that the next drum hit still feels clean? Once the source feels good, it's time for character. A clean starting chain is auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8. If you want it rougher, try saturator into redux and then EQ8. Use the cleaner chain if you want a nostalgic but mix-friendly stab. Use the dirtier chain if you want a more damaged underground feel. That's your first A versus B decision point. Cleaner, or more grime. A little saturation goes a long way. Try a few dB of drive and see how the body thickens. If you use redux, keep it light. Too much bit reduction can make the stab sharp in a bad way and it can disconnect from the drums. In D&B, harsh is not always heavy. Heavy needs to stay musical. Then clean up the tone with EQ8. If it feels boxy or cloudy, look around 200 to 500 Hz and trim what's unnecessary. If it gets brittle, ease off the top edge a bit around the upper mids. And if the stab is crowding the bass, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how much body it has. That low end needs to stay out of the way. Now let's turn that sound into a phrase. Instead of dropping a single stab on every bar, draw a short 2-bar call and response. For example, hit on beat 1 in the first bar, then throw in a syncopated answer on the end of 2. In the second bar, leave more space and answer again on beat 3 or the end of 4. Or keep it even simpler and repeat one motif with tiny changes. First hit loud, second hit softer, third hit slightly delayed. This is where the stab starts behaving like a DJ tool. It gives the listener a shape to latch onto, and it leaves room for the snare to stay in charge. What to listen for now is whether the stab is answering the drums, or fighting them. If the snare loses authority, you've probably overdone the note length, the low mids, or the density of the phrase. Tight timing is everything here. Shorten the MIDI notes so the gaps feel deliberate. If it still feels stiff, nudge the offbeats a hair forward or back. Be conservative. A stab that's too late can make the whole drop feel lazy, and lazy is not what we want in fast D&B. Once the rhythm feels right, stop editing the sound for a moment and loop it with the drums and bass. If it grooves there, you've got the foundation. That's a good rule in this style. Rhythm first, tone second, width and dirt last. If you start piling on effects before the phrase works, you'll end up decorating a weak idea instead of finishing a strong one. If the stab is working, commit it to audio. Resampling or freezing it opens up a lot of useful movement. Once it's printed, you can reverse a tiny tail into the main hit for a ghostly pre-hit, trim the tail more precisely, or duplicate it and pitch one layer slightly down for extra weight. Audio editing often makes these stabs feel more like lifted rave material, which is exactly the VHS vibe we're chasing. Hard boundaries are part of the sound. Now place the stab into a real arrangement. In the intro, keep it filtered and spaced out so a DJ can mix into the tune. In the first drop, let it appear as the hook or accent. In the next 8 bars, remove every second hit or change one voicing so the idea evolves. And in the second drop, make it a little more aggressive, a little more damaged, or shift the rhythm so it feels like a new payoff rather than a copy of the first drop. That phrasing matters. A good arrangement in DNB gives you room for energy to breathe. You want clear 8-bar or 16-bar movement, mix points at the intro and outro, and enough variation that the stab feels like part of the record, not a loop that got stuck. If you want to push the VHS feel further, automation is your friend. Open the filter a little before the drop. Bring in a touch more saturation in the second half of a phrase. Add a bit more reverb on the last hit before a section change. Or widen the stab slightly in the upper frequencies while keeping the core stable and mono safe. The key is subtle motion. You do not need giant effect ramps. A small change can make the transition feel huge. Now bring the bass back in and check the whole thing in context. The stab should live above the sub and the main bass energy. If it's still crowding the low mids, cut more. If you widened it too much, check mono. A stab that sounds massive in solo, but weak in mono is a problem waiting to happen on club systems and smaller speakers alike. What to listen for here is this. Does the stab still read clearly when the bass enters, and does the snare still feel like the backbeat boss? If yes, you're in the zone. If not, remove something before adding anything else. A couple of extra moves can make the sound feel more premium. Keep one version cleaner for arrangement clarity and one version dirtier for impact. That way you can choose between readable and aggressive without rebuilding the patch. Also, think about chord voicing. In darker DNB, tighter minor stacks or partial chords often hit harder than lush full chords. You want character, not harmonic clutter. Another useful trick is to keep the core of the stab centered, and let any stereo excitement live mostly in the high end. Don't widen the low mids. That's how you keep the sub and bass authoritative. And if the stab starts sounding like a fuzz blob, back off the distortion and restore definition by cutting mud first. More gain is not always more energy. So here's the workflow in plain language. Build a short bright source. Make it hit fast and decay quickly. Add a little saturation or wear. Shape it into a rhythm that answers the drums. Resample if it's working. Then place it inside a proper intro, drop, and variation structure so it actually helps the track move like a track. That is the real lesson here. A VHS rave stab is only useful if it behaves like a musical part, not just a sound effect. When you get the rhythm right, the tone right, and the arrangement right, it becomes a hook, a transition tool, and a DJ-friendly identity element all at once. Now take the 15-minute challenge. Build one 2-bar stab phrase using only stock Ableton devices. Make a filtered intro version and a dirtier drop version. High-pass it so it stays out of the sub, and test it over an 8-bar loop with drums and bass. Keep asking yourself, does this sound like a hook? Can I still hear the snare? Does it work in mono? And would a DJ actually want to mix into this section? If the answer is yes, you've nailed it. Keep going, keep it tight, and let the arrangement do the heavy lifting.